is that a foreign number? What is it?
Yeah, it's Paul Lorchella.
Calling from
the Lorchella Report.
Where in the world he's calling from? I know events in Iraq are unfolding rapidly. Paul, where are you?
Mike, I'm in a Burger King in the Baghdad Green Zone, where the big story here is the death of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, Iraq's deadliest and hairiest insurgent. You know, this guy was responsible for a wave of bombings and assassinations, and he personally cut off the heads of Nicholas Berg, several foreign aid workers, and Tom DeLay.
Whoa. What do you mean, Tom DeLay? He didn't cut off his head.
I know. Well, nothing gets past you. Hey, Mike, Zarqawi's death is probably the most significant victory in the war on terror since last December when we captured al-Qaeda's number three man. And that was only months after we had killed another man who was purportedly al-Qaeda's number three. In fact, according to the administration, we've captured or killed al-Qaeda's number three man 27 times. And that includes one number three man who thought he was a number three woman trapped in the body of a number three man.
All right. I'm sensing bias here. How did the media cover the Zarqawi killing from your perspective?
Well, Fox News was definitely the most unbalanced, devoting a whopping 99.7% of the day's programming to the Zarqawi story. And the only network to come close to that was its evil twin, Al Jazeera. And it showed some really gruesome photos of Al Zarqawi.
Oh, now this is news to me. Did they have to show the pictures of him dead?
Who said he was dead? These are gruesome pictures taken from his yearbook at Amman Junior High School in 1979. You know, looking at those photos, you can't discount the likelihood that pimples and bad hair drove this guy to terrorism.
Well, Paul, Zarqawi's death has got to be good news for the Bush administration. Even you would acknowledge that.
Not with support for the war at 35%. You know, that's down from a high of 75%, which means that 40% of all Americans, probably including half the Senate, are trying to figure out why they originally supported it. You know, in 2003, the administration drove the country into a jingoistic war frenzy that would have mesmerized William Randolph Hearst. But, you know, in 2006, watching news of Zarqawi's death creates the same reaction as watching the Eagles win the NFC.
What does that mean?
Well, a few minutes of euphoria followed by the reality of having to work the next day with a hangover. In fact, the White House is already drawing up contingency plans in the event that Osama bin Laden is captured on a Sunday night during Desperate Housewives.
What's the plan?
Eva Longoria will make the speech announcing the capture from the Oval Office dressed in her underwear.
Paul, from your perspective, where did you say you are? The Burger King?
Burger King in the Green Zone.
Yeah, will Zarqawi's death reduce any of the violence in Iraq?
I doubt it. There have been over 100 killings here since Zarqawi was killed, and in fact, you know what? I better finish my onion rings and get back inside before today's scheduled 4 o'clock car bombing.
Michael Smirconi.